This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mets going for a four-game sweep of the Reds. Sal Romano's family in attendance today. Let's fast forward to the bottom of the sixth. Dominic Smith at the plate.
2-0 to Smith, hit deep to right center. This baby is on the way, and there it goes. Home run, Dom Smith. He hit it into the Reds' bullpen to the right of the 380 mark. And for Smith, his fifth home run of the year, the Mets are leading by a score of 3-2. Payoff pitch to Reyes. Swing and a liner to right. Schebler froze, goes back, can't get it. It sails over his glove, goes to the wall. Two runs are in. First, Rosario. Right behind him, Lagares. And on at second with a two-run double is Jose Reyes. And the Mets now lead it 5-2.
2-0 pitch, a blast in the air to left field, going back on the ball, Nimmo to the track, at the wall, it is gone. Zach Cozart hits a towering fly ball right down the left field line, Nimmo couldn't get it, and just like that, after the double play failed to be turned, it is now 5-5.
The 0-1, that's line to left center, hustling over Lagares, can't get it. It's in for a hit, and it's rolling to the wall. Suarez scores. Schebler around third. He'll be held up, runs through the stop sign. Throw to the plate by Rosario. He's out! Oh, boy, there's going to be some splaining to do in the Cincinnati dugout, even though the Reds have just taken a 4-3 lead on what will be a double by Tucker Barnhart. And I don't know whether they'll get another look at this. The Reds might feel that maybe Darnold did not give a proper lane or whatever, whether or not it has anything to do with the tag. But Schebler just went through a stop sign. And safe is the call.
Yeah.
It is 7-5 Cincinnati. Two-run double for Barnhart. Payoff pitch with the runners going, hit deep to right field. This one's gone if it's fair. It's down the line, and it is fair. A home run into the Coca-Cola corner. And Robles just stares in at the home plate ump, Shane Livensparger, who did not give him strike three. Instead, Barnhart hits one into the upper deck and right, the Coca-Cola corner. A three-run homer. He's driven in five runs in his last two at-bats, and the Reds take a 10-5 lead.
Terry Collins and the Mets unable to sweep the Reds on Sunday as they lose 10-5. Here's Collins on the loss.
I want to know what they were told. I mean, what I looked at it, I looked at the replay five times, and there was not one thing that I saw that could have possibly overturned it for me. And so I didn't have a chance at the time, but, I mean, our guy who's pretty darn good, when he said he's out, we had him check it during the entire delay, and he said, there's nothing here that I think they can overturn it. So I just want to know what he was told. I want to know what they saw we didn't see. Actually, he pitched back-to-back in his rehab. That's why we put him in today. And so, you know, it was absolutely brilliant last night. And today, you know, just didn't have the same command, really, more than anything else. Velocity was okay until the last few hitters, and then you could tell he was getting fatigued, but no, you got, again, you know, we're in a stage of trying to find out some things, and we found out he's not ready to go back-to-back. Well, one of the things we talked to Jake about before the game was to start, you know, using all his pitches, using his changeup, using his curveball, and I think in the first inning, after he got out of that, you saw he used his changeup a lot more, used his slider a lot more effectively, and I think that's what got him deep in the game.
Tuesday, the Mets are in Chicago for a series against the Cubs.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.